Want to grow your business and take it to the next level? Well, here we all are, and we are going to show you how through hard work, perseverance, and a little help and know-how, you can take things to the next level and push the success of your business even further. Let's get going.
Hi everyone, Paul Wright here, and welcome to the next episode of the Practiceology Podcast, where we teach you the science of running a highly successful and profitable allied health business that works without you. Prabin Gautama has joined us today. Prabin, thanks for being part of the podcast.
G'day, Paul. Great to have you here.
Now, and Prabin, we've got some mutual clients. I've come across Prabin's work, so he's a superstar. He's the head of Australia's leading full-service healthcare digital agency, which is VIS. And over the past 14 years, he and his dedicated team have been helping practice owners build their businesses and personal brands, generate quality appointments, and even assist them with recruitment, which is a hot topic at the moment. And he makes practice owners' lives easy and with more profit and less stress. And let's see if he can deliver it in 7 minutes.
That's a big challenge.
No pressure, mate. We'll do this easily. All right. And you know the deal. I won't start the 7 minutes until in a second. You ready to go?
Yep, absolutely.
We are away. Pradeep, who was your ideal client at VIS?
Essentially, when I work with a client, the clients call me as a trusted growth partner. What does that mean? Those who are listeners here is, the clients, we get an opportunity to work with their brand and obviously generate their appointment, which means more revenues, more profits.
And they're health business owners. So what?
Absolutely.
Physios, chiropractors, but across all fields?
Typically, allied, including allied healthcare business to medical, dental. So as you nearly tell, fully healthcare services, we provide specialized healthcare marketing.
So question two. So what's the problem you solve for them, Prabin?
Well, that's a great question, Paul. typically, what we are seeing right now is with the post-COVID, two problems we are seeing mainly. One is obviously recruitment, how to build the right team. And second problem hand in hand is how to find the quality patient. So not about any patients, but a right patient. So all about two problems, finding the right team and finding the right patients.
Because as we talked about before, it's still marketing, isn't it? It's marketing and being in front of the right people, whether it's marketing for patients or marketing for therapists or team members.
Absolutely.
Right. So question three, Prabin, with about 5.5 minutes left. What are the typical symptoms people experience when they have got a recruitment problem or a client attraction problem? What are the symptoms?
Mainly, first thing is people are stressed out. As we know, Paul, in a healthcare business is trying to do too many things. And, they always talk about the time, return of investment. We hear all the time, especially in the marketing. But mainly, small healthcare business, we don't talk about return of energy. And I believe return of energy is critical as like return of investment. So it's all about that stress. People are stressing about that, or that might be, hey, look, which also goes hand in hand with, less revenues because they are stressed trying to do everything, and also impact on the bottom line, which means obviously the take home or the profit margin would very, very less.
So question four, with about 4.5 minutes left. So common mistakes people make, Prabin, when they're trying to solve their recruitment or their client attraction problem, what mistakes do they make?
Essentially, the mistakes, Paul, is not finding the right experts to help them, which means, it's a trusted healthcare advisor. It is important to find such people like someone like you who's been in industry for a long, long time, mentors, accountants, marketing, whoever it is, finding that right specialized persons who have done it for the number of the clients. And second problem that goes with that is repeating the past mistakes, because sometimes we always think as a healthcare worker, you only think about, clinical thinking. And you touched on beautifully in some of your blogs is the difference between clinical thinking and entrepreneur thinking. So it goes hand in hand. So to summarize it, not finding the experts, repeating the same mistakes, and not building the right foundations.
Yeah, they try to do it themselves. No, it's just too slow, and you don't know what you're doing. It's just, it changes so quickly.
You bet.
So question five, with about 3 minutes left. So what's a valuable free action? What can owners do at the moment on their own to help them solve this problem? What can they do themselves?
Sure. I believe, Paul, with looking after over hundreds of clients' accounts, healthcare accounts, who is in physio, chiro, different therapist business or medical or dental clients, what we have found is the simple message, which is right message to a right patients or a right clients or right time. So what does that mean? If I can unfold that to you, is, sometimes when people, like any patients or clients book the initial consultation, after that, many practices, whether that may be physios or podiatrists, they try to send everything to everything, so it doesn't segment it. So what I'm trying to say is segmenting patients, segmenting clients is so important. And now those listeners who are listening this is, they might be thinking, okay, so when do we send? So that might be either pre-appointment or appointment or post-appointment. Sending the right message is so important, no matter if the patient's journey is new patients, or that might be inactive patients, or that might be existing patients, or that might be referrals. So getting that right message in a right time to the right patients is so critical, Paul.
Yeah, so guys, segment your follow-up, segment your lead magnets. So if you've got the back, follow the back path. If they've got the knee, follow the knee path. Do something specific. Don't keep it too general. So question six, Prabin. So what's a valuable free resource? Where can they go to find out more about you, what you guys are doing at VIS? What's the hook?
Very simple, Paul. If you could just type my name, those viewers or listeners, and I'm happy to add a value to your community members. So if you could just type my name, Prabin Gautam, in Google, and you will find out. So there is a practice growth consultation. I'm happy to, because I believe every practice is different. Every practice owners is different. So we don't have any cookie cutter approach. We really tailor the solutions for each practice to grow their business. So, if you're really serious on growing your practice, probably I'll welcome you to just type my name, book the consultation, 30 minutes consultation, and help us to understand your practice and see how we can be a resource to you.
So go to Google and type in Prabin Gautam.
Perfect.
How'd I go? Hey, interesting though, while I'm on it, that you're sending people to Google to find you. Why didn't you send them straight to your website?
Oh, that's a good point, Paul. Because as you know, again, with the healthcare business, people are typing more the doctor or any healthcare name. That's what we are finding more and more, because people may forget this the service, they may forget the company name, but they won't forget the people they interact. It's all, again, all philosophy, Paul. Know, like, and trust.
Very cool. So go to Google. I didn't expect that. So go to Google, Prabin Gautam. Google that, and Prabin will do a free session with you. I did an audit on actually my website with one of Prabin's team yesterday, and it was sensational. So I'd suggest you do it. She was fantastic, Prabin. I got some great ideas out of that. So well worth doing. Last question, about 30 seconds ago. What's the one question that I should have asked you, Prabin, that will give great value to our audience today? What should I have asked you?
Look, as a healthcare professionals, our time and resource is so valuable, and we have very limited time in life and business, and we all are in a different stage of life. So, the one question should be, who would be the team? Are you working in your business or on the business? If you're on the business, then who is the team to help you, guide you through? Because it is absolutely necessary to have a right team in place and building that right foundation. So I would say is, if any viewers are watching this or listening this, then probably find out the trusted healthcare advisor who can help you to succeed in your business.
Get your team around you. You just can't do it yourself. It's too slow.
Nah.
So, well, welcome. And thank you for being on the podcast, Prabin. What a great session.
Thank you, Paul. Great to have you.
Now, if you haven't already registered for the Practiceology demonstration, or you want to find out more about Practiceology and how it can be useful to increase your cash flow by more than 30%, dramatically decrease your consulting hours, and help you build a team of ideal therapists around you, head to mypracticeology.com. If you want to have a chat to me about having if Praxeology is suitable for you, just head to that website or register for the monthly administration. I'll see you in the next episode.